Wow, how you doing today? This is Russ Dizdar again. I want to tell you what we have today. Listen, a revelation from the Word of God. This is prophetic revelation written 2,000 years ago, but screaming out right now. See, I believe it's possible that the real Antichrist has, you know, been born out there living, but he hasn't come to power. He hasn't come to that apocalypse, that revelation into the visible world. Because a chaos and then the rise or apocalypse of this man of sin is to come. But today, as we take time to look into the devotions, well, the Word of God, that once again in the presence of Christ and ready for another day and ready to be energized to pray our prayers and the intercessions that are needed, to be the witness to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Well, let me say again, it's very, very clear. It's the last hour of human history. The very last hour of all of human history. And you and I are in it right now. The fact is, if the Antichrist is alive out there, and that could very well mean that in our lifetime, the events of the great chaos, the rise or apocalypse of Antichrist would occur. Now, this is the, this is Satan in human skin. I've called him Homo Satanas. This is out of Daniel, the little horn, who's going to make war on the saints. He knows the deep secret mysteries, if not rituals. This is the Antichrist, the instead of Christ. You and I will see him as a beast. You and I will see him as, the one that shall... Well, rock the world, bring the greatest level of deception the world's ever seen, and the greatest level of seduction the world's ever seen, the greatest amount of people will come to believe that this is somehow, some way, God in human flesh. How can it be? See, never diminish the fact that spiritual deception is very powerful. When you read your Bible in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, and you should know these verses well. You should know the Word of God well. You should know that you and I, as believers in Christ, we are not to be weak and anemic and lacking in knowledge of God. We have the privilege. Yes, if it's going to be 31 days ablaze, well, then let's get ablaze for God. Romans, remember 12:11? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep burning, being ablaze in the Spirit, serving Christ. And so this day, you know, let's repent of the sins and repent of the weaknesses and things. Throw off everything that hinders and let's stand in the presence of God. You are at the throne of grace, mercy. The God of heaven, the God that came here for you, loves you. Dwelling in you, he cares about the circumstances of your life. And the circumstances of your life cannot be the only focus of a believer's life. If we deny self, take up the cross, and follow Christ, then that means we care about the world, the lost world, and their salvation. We care about those who are hungry and those who are in need and the demonized and the sick. We care the fact that people are lost. Many millions have never even heard of the incredible gospel of Jesus Christ. And listen, you and I, we can say like Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. Now, that's a powerful thing, even in a, well, spiritually seduced, deceived world. And if you think that it is now, please understand, we haven't seen anything yet. Doesn't diminish God's grace, doesn't diminish God's power, doesn't diminish God's authority, doesn't diminish the incredible, infallible, immeasurable, the message of Jesus. Hell's collective force cannot equal the authority in the presence and the power of the living Christ. But just as we've been dealing with the last hour and that many deceivers and seduction and all this has been and more than ever is now, and will be incredibly manifest in the days to come. We now have in the revelation of God an incredible heads up. The Spirit of God 2,600 years ago in the book of Daniel revealed one of the most powerful, supernaturally bred, led, guided, politically oriented, militarily oriented leaders the world will ever know. Way beyond Hitler. This is now the little horn, or the Antichrist, or the, as we call him from the Greek in 2 Thessalonians 2, the Anthropos Anamos. He is the man of lawlessness. The most masqueraded, again, Satan in human skin. When Christ was here, it was God in human flesh, manifesting, making known, shining out, saying, in fulfillment of the word of God, the word of the prophets, in declaration of the angels of God, in confession of the feared, fulfilled demons, this is the Savior of the world, God in human flesh. Now, when it is the Antichrist, he does all that he can to masquerade. That is part of his methodology, the masquerade. Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light, a minister of righteousness. So we've got to understand characteristics, and that's what the book of 1 John is all about, and I pray that you're studying and reading and soaking in this book of 1 John. It's not about a matter of defense. This word of warning, this word of heads up gives us a better offense. God's love involves protecting, warning. You don't let a child run out into the middle of a busy street. You got to scream out and call that child and instruct that child not to do that, lest they be crushed. And spiritually, we must cry out, scream out to the world around us, our family, our friends, others. Don't be deceived. There is a, well, miniature Antichrist. But there is, listen to the word of God now. Dear children, this is 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Maybe you have it memorized by now. Dear Paideia, dear children, this is the eschaton, the eschates, the last hour. And as you have heard, should be a clear part of the body of knowledge for believers, as you have heard that the Antichristos is coming. He's coming. Jesus Christ is coming. There's a parousia. There's an epiphany. There's a apocalypse of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. But this word, parousia, is even used, and apocalypse is even used of the Antichrist. There is an arrival of this real man of lawlessness. This, as we see here, each piece of biblical revelation gives us a broader picture. God keeps painting a larger picture. Why not? This is the most deception the world will have ever been faced with in all of fallen human history. This is now not the fallen cherub standing in front of Eve, telling her to chuck God, believe his alternative spirituality. This is now Satan in human skin as a counterfeit incarnation, counterfeit to the real Christ. That's what the New Age movement is all about, a massive, broad counterfeit. That is the spirit of Antichrist. All over us, all around us, in the atmosphere, in the books. There's been an evolution, an emerging of this. And it all lends itself to a cultivation. It all lends to a eventual birth of the Antichristos, development, where is he at? Being raised. And then there will be an apocalypse, 2 Thessalonians 2. That means an unveiling of what's already there. He doesn't just arrive out of nowhere. He's already been around maybe 30 years, maybe 40, 50, I don't know. If it's sheer counterfeit, like Christ at 30, maybe there's a revelation into the public sphere, which means the greatest anarchy and chaos will occur. to bring the world to great collapse, the great revolt, the great rebellion, as again 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us. Christian, are you ready for this today? In the midst of the bills, the kids, the family, the job, and all the things, maybe sickness, maybe difficulties, the same Savior that saved you, working out your salvation, breathing into you by the Spirit of God with, you know, the designed victories and development and growth and the bearing of fruit. You got to understand, God is working in you, but also wants to work through you. And this scripture deals with, you know, bringing a heads up to you, as with all believers should know this. And we should be able to share this at the university, on the street corner, at the coffee shop, among friends, among family discussions. This is the body of incredible. God's never been wrong about prophetic revelation. It's infallible. You can't alter it. The Antichrist is coming. The Spirit of God says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, that the Antichrist is coming. And it ends by saying, which includes the mini Antichrist, this is how we know it's the last hour. You see, when there's the apocalypse, when he actually comes out onto the scene to initiate globalism, global rule, and bring the world into this Spirit of Antichrist, New Age, One World order. Well, then we know that it's about 7 years left. We know that the greatest of deceptions, we know that God's going to pour out his two witnesses and powers and graces and mercies. We also know that the greatest destructions are coming. All because, and you and I as believers should be experts, literally experts, in the knowledge of the revealed will of God, but also of the prophetic revelation of what God is trying to give us a heads up about, what God is trying to warn us and the world about. There is so much of this prophetic revelation. Remember how we started? About how in Romans 16:26, the Word of God says, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. This verse we're looking at today was part of that company of prophetic writings, and it's by the command of the eternal God that it's there and that its information get out in the body of Christ into the world. Antichrist is coming. He'll bring the greatest deception, the greatest delusion. The goal for the ancient dragon, Revelation 12, is to lead the whole world astray. Oh, it involves the dying of billions. It involves the final massive spiritual conflict ending in the second coming of Christ. That's Revelation 19, in which this figure, in this word of Scripture, the Antichrist is coming. All that he does ends in Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20. This Antichrist we're talking about will lead the world's largest, most supernatural military structure out on the day of Armageddon. He's destined for Armageddon. Millions will follow him to Armageddon. In the visible apocalypse of Jesus Christ returning, descending, there will be an attempt by this Antichrist and those who follow him to destroy. That's right, to annihilate the living Christ. Take a look, Revelation 19, 19. Take a look also at Revelation 19, 20. You can warn those who think that they're going to give their pledge of allegiance to a Maitreya, to a spiritual world leader flowing out of the New Age, to a masqueraded angel of light, to a Masonic, as Albert Pike referred to this Luciferic, light bearer. No, not light bearer. This is the masquerade. This is crucial, vital, important information. More important than anything about disease, anything about world catastrophic events. His presence means the greatest of catastrophic events in human history will occur. Jesus said in Matthew 24, so much so that unless Christ did not step in visibly, it's possible that no flesh, no humanity would even be left when he returned. Please understand, you have today the revelation of 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Dear Paideia, dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. So what are you going to do? How will you live? How will you warn? Warning's not good enough. You know what's better? Witnessing to the world, to your friends, to your family, the incredible love, power, grace, might, and hope and eternal life that there is in Jesus Christ. May God bless you. May the Lord Jesus fill you. May you be ablaze for God. Hey, 31 Days Ablaze, Rust Is Dark, ShatterTheDarkness.net.